Well, we celebrate Mother's Day today. We celebrate being sheep, the sheep who follow Jesus. We give thanks for that today. Today, we also celebrate the Ascension. The Ascension was 40 days after Easter. 40 days after Jesus rose from the dead, he ascended into the heavens. And that would have been Thursday this past week, but we move our celebration today as we rejoice that Jesus ascended into the eternity, into the eternal kingdom, and yet we know that he is also continues to be with us and strengthen us for his mission here on earth. So we celebrate him today, and we begin with our opening hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Please stand.
God Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We pause in silence to reflect on our personal sins that trouble us. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, Comfort and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. You may be seated. We join in singing the song of praise, I Will Rise. This is a new one for us. We thanks our music team for leading us.
Eagle's wings before my God fall on.
continue with our Ascension readings, first from the end of the Gospel of Luke and then from the beginning of the book of Acts. Please stand for the Ascension refrain.
The Ascension reading from the Gospel of Luke, from the 24th chapter, starting with the 44th verse. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that the repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gospel writer Luke then continues his second book, the book of Acts, in chapter 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked Jesus, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" Jesus said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, as your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, ascended into the heavens, so may we also ascend in heart and mind and continually dwell there with him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Hail the festival day. Forever, day when our risen Lord rose in the heavens to reign. Hail the Father.
may be seated.
The epistle comes from Ephesians chapter 1. Because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe. According to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him his head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Invite the children to come forward for the children's message, and mothers, if you would like to come, I'd love to have you with us this morning. It's Mother's Day, did you know that? You already made a special thing? Okay. That's good. Okay. Oh, we got some moms coming up. You better scoot up a little bit so we've got room for everybody. Not everybody's got their mom here. That's okay. Scoot up a little bit more. Got to make room for everybody. All right. Hey, I wanted that today we're celebrating that Jesus ascended into heaven and we're waiting for him to return. But we're also celebrating Mother's Day. And this reading that Mrs. Sanders just read from Ephesians kind of is both. It's got this part about talking about how Jesus is on high and he has all authority over all things and we can trust in him. But there's this first part, and I'm going to read a different version. There's this first part, and I'm kind of thinking this might sound like how moms and grandmas and people, mothers who are in the faith might be thinking about others. First, it starts off and it says, I have heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all of God's people. Now, moms, have you ever heard about your child loving Jesus and loving other people? Have you ever seen that? All right, make sure they know that you've noticed that they love Jesus and love all people. So Paul is giving thanks for a church, but this works pretty well for parents to give thanks for their children's faith. The next part, he says, I never stop being grateful for you, as I mention you in my prayers. Moms, do you ever pray for your children? Okay, good. Do you ever stop being grateful for them? Like, you know what, today I'm just not grateful for my kids. Or are you always truly grateful? No matter what, no matter how angry you get, no matter what's going on, are you grateful for your kids? Yes. I ask the glorious Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ to give you his Spirit. Do you pray that your children will have the Holy Spirit? Yeah. And the Spirit will make you wise and let you understand what it means to know God. That's the prayer, that the Holy Spirit would work in you so that you would know God. Now, before I let you go back to your seats, let me ask you kids. Have you heard your moms and grandmas and others talking about their faith in Jesus? Have you ever heard of that? Yes? Have you heard that they love other people? Yeah. Are you grateful for your moms? Yes. Do you ever pray for your moms? You remember them in their prayers? How about, could you be praying that God gives your moms and grandmas and everyone the Holy Spirit? Yeah. Because guess what? Yeah. Moms know Jesus because of the Holy Spirit. Kids know Jesus because of the Holy Spirit. Dads and uncles and aunts and just all the people around us know Jesus because of the Holy Spirit. And if Paul can give thanks for a whole church, I want you to go home today and be thankful for your whole family and be asking God to work in your whole family. Can you do that? In fact, let's pray that right now, okay? Can you fold your hands, close your eyes, and all of us will repeat after me. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, thank you for moms and grandmas and all kinds of moms. Thank you for moms and grandmas and all kinds of moms. Thank you for the faith that you give to all of us. Thank you for the faith that you give to all of us. Send your Holy Spirit on all our families. Send your Holy Spirit on all our families so that we may all know you, so that we may know you. Amen. All right. Thanks for coming up. Moms, thanks for coming up too. We'll continue in singing the hymn of the day, Lord Jesus Christ, be present now. Today's readings from the end of Luke and the beginning of the book of Acts, they talk about the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, sorry. That's next week. That's supposed to be next week. Pentecost, when we celebrate the Holy Spirit coming onto the church. Sorry, had my wrong notes. Okay, here we are. All right, so today's readings from the end of Luke and the beginning of the book of Acts, they talk about what it means to be opened to the scriptures, to learn and read the scriptures and know what they mean. Sorry, that's also next week. We've got confirmation, which is when we talk about learning and reading the scriptures, so that's the wrong notes too. Oh, here are the notes for today. Confirmation and Pentecost next week are not the only day when we talk about the work of the Holy Spirit and learning the scriptures. Sometimes I get concerned, though, that that's how we treat it. So it's kind of surprising when you start thinking about, hey, it's the Holy Spirit and these promises or learning the scriptures. We kind of act like Pentecost, that one day of the church year, that's the day when we really focus on the Holy Spirit. And then we kind of forget, you know, it's about believing in Jesus, but the Spirit's there someplace, but we tend to kind of forget a little bit. And then confirmation, we kind of treat that as a one-day event. We got some eighth graders, they learn the scriptures. Woohoo! Yay for them, yay for one of them that's up here. All right, so, and we try to treat it as one day of the year that we think about that, learning the faith. And sometimes we even treat it as one day in our whole lives, when we learned the faith, and now we were done with it. But you see, today's readings for Ascension. Help us to remember how often, how always the Holy Spirit is at work, and how often and how always we are learning the scriptures and growing in the faith. So it's a good reminder that these are an everyday thing. An everyday thing to need the Holy Spirit to be at work in us. An everyday thing to be learning and growing in the scriptures. So I ask you, when did Jesus open your mind to the scriptures? When did Jesus open your mind to the scriptures? That's what it says in the reading from Luke. He is with the disciples. In fact, it's the middle of the night, it seems to be. Because this the night before is when the two disciples were walking to Emmaus. Do you remember that story? They're walking to Emmaus and suddenly Jesus is walking with them, but they don't recognize him. And then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explains to them the scriptures, talking about him and how he had to suffer, die, and rise again. And then they got to the town and they had a meal with him and their eyes were opened. And they recognized that it was Jesus. And then he was gone. And they took off running. They returned to Jerusalem that very night, through the night. This reading from Luke chapter 24 is the very next thing that happens. The two disciples get there, they gathered all the disciples, and they say, "We've seen him, we've seen Jesus, he is risen from the dead," and suddenly there Jesus is standing among them. And now it wasn't just those two disciples. Now he explained it to all of them, and he opened their minds to the scriptures so that they could see all the scriptures pointed to him and pointed to this very thing that he would suffer, die, and rise again to bring new life, to bring eternal life. That's when those disciples got their minds opened through the scriptures. But how about you? When did Jesus open your mind to the scriptures? Well, I tried to ask myself that same question, and the answer actually turned out longer than I thought it would be. So if we're thinking about scriptures, I mean, this is my Bible that I got in, what was it? It was third grade, and it must have been younger. I'm not that old. All right, so, but I got this when I was 5, apparently. This was my Bible. My church wanted to open the scriptures for me. And then this was the Bible that my godmother got me for confirmation. And then in high school, I went to the first National Youth Gathering I went to was in Denver, and this was the Bible that they gave us at the National Youth Gathering. And then I've got this really torn up Bible and decorated with lots of things. This was the Bible I had in college and as I started to be a pastor. And this is a Bible that I've been using more recently. All along the way, God's been opening the scriptures to me, opening my mind to the scriptures. So when I ask you, when did God open your mind to the scriptures? I guess I was setting you up for a trick question. Because there's not just a single day that he opened your mind to the scriptures and then it was just, boom, I've got it. It's all set. Over and over again, we need God, the Holy Spirit, to be opening our minds to the scriptures. Over and over, and it was just like that with the disciples. I mean, the disciples are gathered around him. Jesus is about to ascend into heaven. They don't even know that that's coming, but that's what's coming. And he is opening their minds to the scriptures, the things he had been teaching them all along. And he wasn't teaching them anything radically new, because they knew the old scriptures. And they knew the scriptures had pointed to a Savior who would come. So over and over again, Jesus opened the scriptures to them, opened their minds to the scripture. It wasn't just a one-day event. Over and over again. So, when did Jesus open your mind to the scriptures. Over and over again, right? And hopefully this morning also. And why, as a church, would we stress Bible study for everyone? From preschool, Sunday school, all the way up to the oldest adult in the congregation, why would we stress Bible study? Because we keep needing God to open our minds to His Word. There isn't a time when I can go, well, I had that Bible then and got it all taken care of and it's a done deal. Because even in that moment of kind of saying, I've got it all figured out, in that moment, do you know what's happening? I'm closing my mind to the scriptures. As soon as I start to think, I've got it all figured out, this Jesus thing, I have it all figured out, that's when your mind closes. Because you've decided you don't have any more to learn. And so we stress Bible study because over and over again we need God to open our minds to the scriptures. And we stress it because I think talking about the scriptures in Bible study, in small groups, among one another, I think talking about it is part of how God opens our minds. How did Jesus do Bible study with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus? He did it while they walked about 7 miles from Jerusalem to Emmaus. He walked and talked. He taught as they went. And they, I imagine, had a lot of questions. And he asked them a lot of questions and got them talking. And then he shows up with all the disciples when they're back together. He shows up and it says he opened their minds to the scriptures and he began explaining. I imagine, again, it was a lot of conversation, a lot of questions from him to them and them to him. It was a conversation. There's opening of the scriptures. Yes, it's God at work. I think Bible study and conversation about it is where God can be doing that work. And what will we learn? Look at the reading with me. Luke chapter 24. And what did they learn? He promises them that he shows them how he fulfills scripture. He makes promises to them. Then that second paragraph, starting in verse 50, then he led them out as far as Bethany and lifted up his hands. He blessed them. And while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. Now notice, the other thing that sometimes we do is, okay, I've learned about Jesus, but he hasn't sent me yet. That's Pentecost. And, you know, I'm not really one of the disciples, so he's not sending me. But notice this here. Jesus opens their minds to the scriptures. He blesses them. And what do? They worship with great joy. And they were continually in the temple of God. They were continually together talking and remembering and thinking about the scriptures and worshiping with great joy. And I bet you telling that story to everyone who would listen. They were to wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit came before they went out and did the next phase of the ministry. Whatever that was going to be, they couldn't see. But just because they were waiting, and they would wait 10 days till Pentecost, just because they were waiting doesn't mean they just sat there. Because Jesus opened their minds to the scriptures, they worshiped with joy, and they were telling this story. So can you be a Christian without Bible study? Yeah, if you don't want to go to an official Bible study, yes, of course you can be a Christian without going to an official Bible study. But it seems more difficult than it needs to be. It seems more difficult for us not to talk about the scriptures. You hear the scriptures this morning, but what you see in the disciples is that they were also talking about it. They were rejoicing in it. They were sharing in it with one another. And that's what God is doing. God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is strengthening us in faith, helping us to see the Scriptures, helping us to see where He is leading us. And that is what we rejoice in today. Yes, Jesus ascended. Yes, we can't see Him. Yes, it's difficult sometimes to be waiting for Him through very difficult days. But the state of affairs at the ascension, the original ascension day, the state of affairs that day is still true today. Jesus is not visible, but Jesus is opening our minds to the Scriptures. And He is sending us out as His witnesses with those Scriptures in mind. Nothing has changed. Jesus, we can't see Him, but we trust that He is with us. But He has opened our minds to the Scriptures so that we know His grace and love and mercy, so that we know that Jesus is the only true Savior. He opened our minds to this great gift. So worship with great joy. Talk about it on the road as you walk, as you live your lives. Rejoice in what He has opened to you. Amen. We now receive our offerings and prayer requests. In our prayer requests, we do pray for our confirmants. We have 5 eighth graders who will be confirmed next Sunday. But this Tuesday night, you can hear their faith stories. They're just really incredible, beautiful faith stories. So let's pray for our confirmants. You can be there on Tuesday night. Also, ask that you continue to pray for the Go Gurney campaign. The walking continues in the village. Thank you to all who have been participating in that. Also, give thanks with the Cool Plant Sale yesterday, which benefits Cool Ministries as they support those who are under-resourced. I heard sort of a prayer of thanks is also that how many people picked up their orders in record time. Also ask that you pray for Fort McMurray. That's the town in Alberta that has been completely evacuated due to a forest fire. In our health prayers, we continue to ask prayers for Joanne Heidloff and her recovery from her shoulder replacement. Also, Don Winkler is now hospitalized at Condell. Randy Kitlinski, it turned out they decided they didn't need to do a partial amputation of his leg yet. His health is improving, so we give thanks there. We also pray for Margarita Ramon, that's Javier's mom. She has kidney failure. The family of Nan Meyer, who passed away suddenly while traveling for work. Nan is a ski patrol friend of Chad Anderson. Sister-in-law of Paul Delassus, Maureen Delassus, will have heart surgery at the Mayo Clinic this week. We also give thanks with the Paulsons for good weather and support for yesterday's MS walk. And we also pray for former Bethel staff member Chris Drager. His mom has been diagnosed with lung cancer. Are there other prayers that we can offer this morning? Yes, Diane. Their father. We pray for Christian and Caleb, sons of a daycare worker, former daycare worker for the Sanders. Their father passed away suddenly. Other prayers? Yes, Gordy. Gordy Molly no longer has a milk allergy, so we give thanks with Gordy. He celebrated with ice cream, I heard. George. For all the moms, yes. I meant to say that. I had it written down. I'll show you later. Yes. What was his name? Floyd. We pray with Jen Solosri and her family. Her grandfather, Floyd, passed away this week. Other person? Yes, George. We pray for Susie Litzau McKay here with us today, but pray that her health issues continue to improve. All right. Just one more note before we sing the offertory. I just want you to realize that with the Go Gurney, I know you hear me talk about these. Some of you think these things are crazy, to ask you to stand out in front of the church building during the evening and see if any walkers. But how many of you have already been part of one of our welcome teams? Number of people here. And the reports I've been getting is that they've been having a great time. A few walkers each night, but they're waving at a lot of people as they drive by, which helps people think about going out and walking and being healthy in the community. And a few conversations here and there. And I just think it's great how this shows that Bethel wants to be part of this community, is planted in this community, wants to support this community. So thank you for all that. We have about half of our nights covered. There are still more nights when you can be out there, move benches out, and have some water to hand out. We'd love for you to sign up for that. There's information in the buzz. But I just wanted to give thanks for that, because no matter what happens, conversations or no, I know that God is using that. Let's continue with the offertory. Please stand to sing.
Sing praise to the God of Israel. Sing praise for his visitation.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
Born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body,
and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks on this day that you open our minds to the Scriptures, that you send your Holy Spirit so that we may see how your Son, Jesus, is the true fulfillment of all of your promises, the fulfillment of the promise of salvation. Help us to continue to have our minds opened by you so that we can see and understand and know your word and to share that word with others. Lord, we give you thanks on this Mother's Day for all mothers, and we pray that you would continue to bless those who serve as mothers and care for children and grandchildren. Strengthen them for their vocation. Lord, we also ask that you'd be with women who struggle because of not having children or having lost children, those of us who have lost mothers. We ask that you would be in that time of grief on this day also. We thank you that even in the midst of celebrations, you know the struggles that we go through, and that you come to us pointing to the joy that we have in you, even while you know that we need your peace and your comfort. Lord, we ask that you would continue to be with the Go Gurney walking campaign. Pray that you would watch over walkers and that it would increase community in our village. We also pray that you would be with our welcome teams as they welcome people passing by church, and that there would lead to other conversations and ways to encourage people in faith. We also give you thanks for the cool plant sale yesterday, for the ways that that serves, supports cool ministries and the work they do among the under-resourced in our communities. We pray that you'd continue to bless and keep them in their ministry. Lord, be with all those from Fort McMurray, Alberta, who've been evacuated. Bless and keep them in this time of being displaced, having lost so much. We pray that your people would be at work among those evacuees, helping them to know your peace, your comfort. We also pray that you'd be with firefighters and rescue workers and others, officials, and that you would keep them safe and in harm's way. Lord, give thanks with Gordy Mully that he no longer has a milk allergy. We pray that you continue to bless and keep him in his health. We ask that you'd be with all those who are struggling in health and watch over them this day. May they know your benediction, your blessing upon them. Be with Joanne Heinloff, Don Winkler, Susie Litzau McKay, Randy Kitlinski, Lucille Owey, Bev Hallman, Dee, Rhoda Bergman, Marge and Frank Benora, Pat and Paul Tiernan, Larry Peters, Harry Threadgill, Gail Olson's father, Gene, now in a nursing home, Rich Walker's sister, Vicky, Susan Squires' mother, Chris Mason's mother-in-law, Sarah Kaiser's father, now able to be at home, a premature baby, Tessa, Dave and Cheryl Ross's brother-in-law, Wayne. We also ask that you would be with Javier Ramon's mother, Margarita, watch over her and protect her during this time of kidney failure. We also ask that you'd be with Maureen DeLassis as she undergoes heart surgery at Mayo Clinic this week. Bless and keep her during that surgery and bring her back to health according to your will. Be with Chris Drager and his family as they care for his mother with cancer, and pray that you would strengthen and keep them during this time. We also give you thanks today for the good weather and support that was shown in yesterday's MS walk. We pray that you'd continue to watch over the Paulson family and support them as they even work to support others. We also pray for those who are struggling in grief. Be with Jen Solosseri and her family as they mourn for her grandfather, Floyd. We also ask that you'd be with Christian and Caleb as they mourn for their father. And also the family of Nan Meyer as they mourn for Nan. We pray that in all of these situations, Lord, that you'd be at work and that you'd be bringing about your Holy Spirit to strengthen faith where there is a struggle of faith, to renew and open minds to your hope, even in the midst of death and grief. We know that there is the promise of eternal life. And it's in the name of Jesus that we pray. And Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Christ's ascension I now build, the hope of my ascension. This hope alone has always stilled all doubt and apprehension. For once the head is there as well, I know his members are to dwell. When Christ will come and call them. Since Christ returned to claim his throne, great gifts for me obtaining, my heart will rest in him alone, no other rest remaining. For where my treasure their deepest yearning. Oh, grant, dear Lord, this grace to me, recalling your ascension.
to my pleading.
You may be seated. Again, as I was mentioning earlier, Confirmation Essay Night, or really Faith Story Night, is this Tuesday. It's at 6:15. We would love for you, the congregation, to be there to support our confirmants. It'll be at 6:15. Weather pending, we'll be outside as part of the Go Gurney welcome team. So that, we're looking forward to that. And then next Sunday is Confirmation Sunday. The rite of confirmation will be at the 10:45 service, with both services being here in the gym. They walked yesterday for the MS walk, but their box is still back there. So if you'd like to make a final donation, you are welcome. It's back there, right? I'm not making stuff up, right? All right. Okay. So please make a donation if you can. And then also the bike hikes have started. So on Saturday mornings, come biking with a group from Bethel. There's information in the buzz about that. God's blessings. I look forward to seeing you at Fellowship, which I heard was sponsored by a bunch of men today in honor of Mother's Day. I look forward to seeing you down there.